Welcome to the Politocrat. I am Omar Moore. It is Monday, December the 14th, 2020. On this edition of the Politocrat, Georgia, the importance of Georgia, all eyes on Georgia, as early in-person voting begins today. That's the focus of this edition of The Politocrat. Coming up next. Before I continue, we lost some very good, special people over the last few days, and it is important to acknowledge their passing. Tiny Lister, the actor, the gentle giant, passed away a few days ago after having COVID-19 symptoms. He was only 62 years of age. Carol Sutton, the actor who appeared in such works as Queen Sugar and Steel Magnolias, passed away from COVID-19 at the age of 76. She was known as the Queen of New Orleans. She will be sorely missed as well, as Tiny Lister will. The country music legend Charlie Pride passed away from COVID-19 as well. Charlie Pride was one of the all-time greats in country music. He also pitched in the Negro Leagues in the 1950s, and he was an all-star in that league. This was a true American hero and legend. Charlie Pride died due to complications from COVID-19 on Saturday at the age of 86. And the author, John Le Carré, also known as David Cornwell, passed away on Sunday from illness at the age of 89. John Le Carré was one of the all-time greats in the spy novel business. He was a literary giant, writing some of the great spy novels ever written. The Spy Who Came In From the Cold was a notable work, as was the immensely great Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy, which got made into a BBC television series starring Sir Alec Guinness, and later was made into a feature film, most recently in 2011, starring Gary Oldman as George Smiley. David Cornwell, also known as John Le Carré, will be sorely missed. One of the great novelists of our time, particularly when it came to writing spy novels, there was really no one better than John Le Carré. Also, the Prime Minister of Eswatini, Ambrose Manvulo Dlamini, passed away from coronavirus. He tested positive for COVID-19 roughly 1 month ago, and at the age of 52, he passed away just yesterday, the sitting Prime Minister of the African nation, the Kingdom of Eswatini, Ambrose Manvulo Dlamini. Rest in power. To all of you I have just mentioned, may you all rest in peace. And my most heartfelt condolences to all of the families of these great individuals.
People sometimes ask me why a pastor would decide to run for the U.S. Senate. My answer is simple. I've always felt that my impact does not stop at the church door. That's actually where it starts. And I love this country and believe that what makes America so great is that we've always had a path to make it greater. I'm Raphael Warnock, and whether you congregate in a church, synagogue, or at kitchen tables across Georgia, we can all agree that Washington could use some moral leadership. That's why I approve this message.
Georgia, a midnight train, perhaps. If you are so inclined, if you like traveling at midnight, well, Gladys Knight and the Pips are the way to go with midnight train to Georgia. But if you are one who likes to go by day and look at your destination as you can see it through your window, clearly, and in the bright light of day, you will want to be ready, Georgia, for your voting call has come. You can begin voting in person today. Today in Georgia, Monday, December the 14th, 2020. It is your time. It is your time to vote. So, Georgia, my advice to you would be to vote now. Vote now, please, as we have these very, very important Senate runoff races to determine who will control the Senate on January the 6th. The new Congress will be sworn in on January 3rd, but we will not yet know, of course, who has control over the United States Senate until after these two elections, which will be held on January the 5th. What is important at this point is to be clear that you should not wait until January 5th to vote. The formula must be the same as it was last month. In fact, as it was back in September, as it was in October. And that was to vote early. To vote early either by mail or vote early in person. And again, in Georgia, that begins today. Voting early in person, if you can, if you feel so inclined, would be a really good idea. Because the post office is still slow. That will change in, what, roughly 37 days. But as of right now, between now and then, Louis DeJoy still has his grubby little hands on the United States Postal Service. It is imperative, Georgia, imperative that you vote. If you have not yet voted, please, please, please vote today, whether you're doing this by mail or doing it in person. The state of Georgia awaits your vote. There are two runoff races, as I said. One of them is between Reverend Raphael Warnock and Senator Kelly Loeffler, who was appointed to that space. The other race is between John Ossoff and Senator David Perdue. I will be talking about these two races in just a little bit. But before doing that, it is important to emphasize today is the start of early in-person voting in Georgia. Vote by mail continues in the state of Georgia. So I hope that all of you listening in Georgia do vote today, if you have not already. And not only that, tell your friends in your state to also vote today. These two races are so critical. They're not only about Georgia. They are about the entire country. And not only that, they are about how well this new president will fare. Because if Joe Biden has a majority Democratic Senate with the help of Kamala Harris, the vice president, being the tie-breaking vote, if Joe Biden has that, he will be able to get a lot more done. If he doesn't have that, the road ahead will be a little bit tougher for sure. In fact, a lot tougher, because you'll still have Mitch McConnell controlling the United States Senate. And I think most of America is just about sick and tired of Mitch McConnell. So if you do not want Mitch McConnell continuing to control the U.S. Senate, then Georgia, my advice to you would be to vote for John Ossoff and Reverend Raphael Warnock. If both of them win their runoff races, you will not have to worry about Mitch McConnell controlling the United States Senate any longer, because it will be the Democratic Party who will be in control of the United States Senate. So this is a critical, critical moment. We need to build on the momentum that Joe Biden and you in Georgia as voters created when you got him over the line in the state of Georgia, becoming the first Democrat in almost 30 years to win the state. Now, we need you to do it again, Georgia, for these two men. Please vote for John Ossoff and Reverend Raphael Warnock. You can go to Peach, P-E-A-C-H, VOTE.com. That's peachvote.com. You'll be taken to a page that invites you to request your absentee ballot. The link will be available for you to click on, and then you fill out the relevant information, whatever it is that they're asking you to do. Spread the word to your friends, to your family as well. Be ready to vote and make sure you do so today. The future really is at stake. I'll be right back with more about Georgia.
My opponent, radical liberal Raphael Warnock.
I memorized everything they told me to say.
Radical liberal Raphael Warnock.
I just married a really rich guy.
Radical liberal Raphael Warnock.
My husband bought my Senate seat.
Radical liberal Raphael Warnock.
No one actually voted for me.
Radical liberal Raphael Warnock.
I am consumed with self-hate.
Radical liberal Raphael Warnock.
I don't belong here. I'm not a senator.
Radical liberal Raphael Warnock.
Where is my husband? I need help.
Radical liberal Raphael Warnock.
All the players on the WNBA team I own hate me.
his own.
I'm not a real person. I'm a robot. I am a robot. I am a robot.
The ad you heard is called The Real Kelly Loeffler, and it's by Don Winslow. You can find him on Twitter at Don Winslow, DonWinslow. Rainy night in Georgia. Yes, Georgia is the focus of this edition of the Politocrat podcast. Georgia is the state that everybody has their eye on, because for these next just about 3 weeks, we will be focusing full bore on all the activity going on in two U.S. Senate runoff races. It is truly unusual to have two Senate runoff races going on in the same state on the same day. I mean, that does not happen very often. And when Randy Crawford sings Rainy Night in Georgia, I am hoping that on January 5th, the evening of January 5th, 2021, that it will be raining from the heavens with joyous celebration that voters have hopefully elected John Ossoff and Reverend Raphael Warnock to the United States Senate. It might well be the first time in history that we've had, if it happens, three Democrats be winners of the state of Georgia. The Democratic presidential candidate and two U.S. Senate candidates from the same party as well. A clean sweep of that state would be so remarkable. Within the space of 2 months, to have that happen is something that I do not think that Georgia has ever experienced before. It would be a phenomenal feat. And you are the ones who have this in your hands. Georgia voters, attention, Georgia voters, you are the ones who can make a monumental difference. You have unprecedented power right now to change the shape of the Senate and the direction of the entire United States of America. With your vote, you can determine whether or not this country becomes more of a democratic country, a country that cares more about people than about profits, a country that passes unprecedented legislation designed to help everybody, the 99%. You can determine whether or not you get a better stimulus bill, and in turn, whether or not you may get a stimulus check to go with that. This truly is your opportunity to make a significant statement. And Georgia voters, I sincerely hope that you do. The stakes here are too high, so very high, not just for you, but for the entire United States of America. The whole country is literally depending upon you. And we have seen so much tyranny from Republicans lately. They are no longer hiding who they are. It is up to you, Georgia voter. It is up to you to chart the course, to change the trajectory, and to usher in unprecedented change. You can vote in two people who really will vote for all the things you need and will fight hard for you every single day. Two people who will care about the people, not care about the profits. It's a choice that you have to make, and it is an easy choice. Warnock and Ossoff are the choices. That really is your remit. Kelly Loeffler, it was revealed in Vox.com and at the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. And next month, I will be in touch with Tia Mitchell, who has joined me before here at the Politocrat Daily Podcast. She of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Her publication reported, according to Vox, that Kelly Loeffler had benefited from stock trades that were worth millions upon millions of dollars shortly before the general public had even known how severe COVID-19 was. She had sold off shares in these industries that had been profoundly hit by this pandemic, while buying the shares of companies that have benefited from this pandemic. She had actually sold, according to the AJC, Atlanta Journal-Constitution, $18.7 million of Intercontinental Exchange stock. As a matter of fact, it was actually 18 million more in terms of the money, 18 million more dollars in stocks before the crash of the economy through the Dow Jones, at least, than was previously reported. I'm going to add a link to the liner notes with that particular article from Vox, which also includes links to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution reporting. Her husband, Senator Loeffler's husband, Jeffrey Sprecher, is actually the chair of the New York Stock Exchange. And he is also the chair and CEO of the company that controls the NYSE, Intercontinental Exchange. So, Jeffrey Sprecher's wife, aka Senator Kelly Loeffler, traded in stock in her husband's company, selling $18.7 million worth of stock in her husband's company, the company that he is the CEO of and the chair of. And she did this over the course of 2 weeks this year, February 26th and March 11th, March 11th is the date that Donald Trump gave his speech from the Oval Office. She sold while the getting was good. Because by the time she had sold, the stock had begun to fall at least 16%, according to this Vox report. There are other deals that Kelly Loeffler, the senator, did that raise a lot of questions. Insider trading is something that Senator Loeffler has certainly been accused of here, and apparently there was no charges brought against her despite an investigation that was done by the Department of Justice earlier this year and the SEC. I just think there's huge conflicts of interest here. And I do think that Senator Loeffler was engaging in insider trading, getting information privately before the general public got it regarding coronavirus. She was part of the briefings in January before we really got to understand how severe this was. And she was selling and buying stock based on the briefings that she got while in the Senate during the month of January of this calendar year, 2020. Now, senators are allowed to trade stock. They're just not allowed to trade in information that is not publicly known. I would absolutely change that law altogether and say that senators aren't allowed to trade any stock whatsoever. They have to relinquish all of their accounts. They have to put them in blind trusts. They have to get rid of that. They cannot trade at all. I think that is exactly what the law should be. And this is nothing but trading in stock, making money while people die. And you're supposed to be representing the people. Quite frankly, this is disgusting. It really, truly is. Same thing with the other Republican senator, David Perdue, the chicken, the guy who will not have a debate with John Ossoff. Completely running away from him. And it is just so obvious what's going on. He doesn't want to debate John Ossoff because John Ossoff is somebody who will expose him and already has exposed David Perdue as a crook. The New York Times, with an article dated December the 2nd of this year, and I've talked about this before, 2,596 trades in one term inside Senator Perdue's stock portfolio. And so there is an analysis that has been done by Stephanie Saul, Kate Kelly, and Michael LaForgia. I'm going to read the first two paragraphs of that story. As a member of the Senate's Cybersecurity Subcommittee, David Perdue has raised alarms that hackers from overseas pose a threat to U.S. computer networks. Citing a frightening report by a California-based company called FireEye, Mr. Perdue was among the senators who asked this spring that the National Guard prepare to protect against such data breaches. Not only was the issue important to Mr. Perdue, so was FireEye, a federal contractor that provides malware detection and threat intelligence services. Beginning in 2016, the senator bought and sold FireEye stock 61 times, at one point owning as much as $250,000 worth of shares in the company. Now, Senator Perdue was investigated by the Justice Department this year for possible or alleged insider trading. And the New York Times reports that prosecutors declined to bring charges. Now, this was to do with Senator Perdue's sale of over $1 million worth of stock in a financial analysis firm named Cardlytics, Cardlytics. Now, I just think that this is something that should bring up a question in your mind. If you are voting in Georgia, this New York Times story should raise an eyebrow to you. Ultimately, prosecutors declined to bring charges. Well, why did they decide or decline to bring charges? Why? The New York Times story doesn't even give you a reason why they declined to bring the charges. Were they paid off? I mean, nothing gets said about that. Doesn't mean that because they didn't charge him that he's not guilty. And there's enough evidence out there in various news stories that suggests, and not just suggests, but outright says, that Senator Perdue is every bit the crook that John Ossoff calls him. So these are important things, dear Georgia voter, to consider. If you want less corruption in government and want people who are actually willing to fight and work on your behalf in government, then make sure you do vote for John Ossoff and Reverend Raphael Warnock. They will not be sitting around doing insider trading. They will be fighting for you. So I think it's worth considering voting for both of them. And I hope you do vote for both Ossoff and Warnock. It's so important. It's so very important. More about the state of Georgia coming up next.
Look, thousands of Americans are dying a day. Our lives have been turned upside down, and they're doing nothing in Washington. David Perdue had his chance, but he was too busy looking after his stock portfolio. And now he's blocking relief for the rest of us. We can defeat this virus by listening to doctors and scientists. We can pass direct economic relief. We can get our daily lives back, but only if we vote. I'm John Ossoff, and I approve this message.
Democrats are prepared to win this election because this is the first runoff where we have the level of investment and engagement that it takes to win a runoff. We know from the numbers that we're in a good place. 1.2 million absentee ballots have been requested thus far. And just to put that into context, 1.3 million were requested for all of the general election. And of that 1.2 million, 85,000 of those applications are from voters who did not vote in the general election, and they are disproportionately between the ages of 18 and 29 and disproportionately people of color. What that signals is that there's enthusiasm for John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock, and it signals that we understand that we may need to make a plan to vote and deliver this election. What Donald Trump is doing, the disinformation is deeply problematic. I don't know if he's going to help or harm his team, but we know that on our side of the conversation, we are pushing for leaders who will actually do the work of delivering COVID relief to Georgia.
That was Stacey Abrams. She appeared on Jake Tapper's State of the Union on Sunday. She spoke about the election, and it sounds very encouraging indeed. But we cannot rest on our laurels. If you are a voter in Georgia, you need to make sure that you vote. The earlier you vote, the better. Just as with the general election, if you vote early and in droves, in historic numbers, the way you did for Joe Biden, you will be victorious in both Senate races in Georgia. So, Georgia voters, I urge you to get out early and vote for John Ossoff and Reverend Raphael Warnock. Stacey Abrams has done some outstanding work, and that really does not begin to describe the Herculean efforts and beyond Herculean efforts of Stacey Abrams, who really should be the governor of the state of Georgia. And we know that that did not quite happen, and we know why it did not. But I do think that Stacey Abrams, when all is said and done, and there are other organizations as well that can be mentioned here, but when all is said and done, Stacey Abrams will have done more for the state of Georgia over the last 10 years than practically anybody else in the state. What she has done to rally voters cannot be overlooked. Her organization, Fair Fight, has done a marvelous job of getting the vote out over the last decade plus. She has been so busy with this. She pretty much single-handedly got Joe Biden into the White House in Georgia with her efforts and her organization's efforts. And she's getting that kind of credit, and she richly deserves it. One more time, Georgia, or in this case, two more times. We need you to get out there and vote for John Ossoff and for Reverend Raphael Warnock. And we need people around the country to phone bank on their behalf. Both of these candidates need your help. You can go to electjon.com for John Ossoff to help him out. Phone bank for him, donate to him. And you can go to Vote Warnock, VoteWarnock.com to help out Reverend Warnock. Donate to him, phone bank for him. Now is the time. We're just about 3 weeks and 1 day away. That's not very long now from the January 5th runoff. But you don't have to wait until January 5th to vote. So make sure in Georgia, if you are voting, make sure you do vote. And vote today, the first day of in-person early voting.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through.
Just an old sweet song, Georgia on my mind, Ray Charles. Georgia is very much on my mind, and I hope it's on yours, especially if you are a voter in Georgia. Today is the first day of in-person early voting. So I really would urge you to vote today and spread the word to your friends in the state of Georgia, whether you are in Georgia voting or whether you're somebody outside the state who wants to remind voters in the state of Georgia to vote. I've already expressed how important these two runoff elections are and how important they are to the entire country and to the Biden-Harris administration. Because if we do not have these two victories on the Democratic side, you will have more obstruction, more delay, less of a stimulus package, no stimulus bill, or at least a stimulus bill that will be very weak. You will have little or less stimulus money, and you're already seeing the Republicans and the moderates in the Republican Senate getting together and already lowering the amount of money. And this would not be happening if the Democrats had control of the United States Senate. All of this delay is largely down to the Republicans. And if you are somebody in Georgia who is really in need of some economic assistance, some financial help, and is looking for another stimulus check, you best believe that a democratically controlled Senate will get you the relief you need and as quickly as possible. But I do understand people cannot wait until January the 20th. So in the intervening 5 weeks, it is critically important that people call their Republican senators, particularly in Georgia, because there are Republican senators there now, and lobby both of them and tell them that you are withholding your vote from them if they don't do what you've asked. You have to make this clear, and you have to call Republicans all over the country who are in the United States Senate and let them know that you will not vote for them in their races if they do not sign on for a stronger stimulus bill, one that does not protect corporations from liability, but protects workers, and that issues the relief that millions of Americans need. You can call that phone number right now for the Washington, D.C. switchboard and ask for the senators you wish to speak to one at a time. 202-225-3121. That's 202-225-3121. Or you can call this number, 202-224-3121. Do not delay. Do not hesitate. Make sure you call your senators, and make sure you call the Republican senators, and urge them to go ahead and fight for a stronger stimulus bill and commit to signing it and voting yes. Commit to voting yes on this bill. And that there's still lots of work to do on it, though. And make sure you impress upon those Republican senators that you will be adversely affected if this stimulus bill is not passed. So I've laid out all of the things that need to be done here, and it's really up to you now, dear voter, if you are in Georgia. Make sure that you do get everybody in Georgia that you know down to the polls some way, somehow. If they don't want to go to the polls because obviously of this pandemic we're going through, that is getting worse and worse, then make sure you tell your friends, family, to request an absentee ballot by going to peachvote.com. PEACHVOTE.com. You will be taken to a page that gives you the opportunity to request an absentee ballot. Make sure you do not pass up that opportunity, please. It's such an important point now that we are in this country. Georgia has gone through so much this calendar year, as have all of us. Some of us more than others. But at the beginning of the year, almost right at the beginning of the year, but it was in February, Ahmaud Arbery was murdered in Georgia. In the middle of the year, we lost John Lewis, who is an adopted son of the state of Georgia. You'll be hearing from him a little bit later on. And we also lost in the summer Rayshard Brooks. Mr. Brooks was murdered by police as he ran from them, shot in the back at least twice. To add insult to injury, the police in Atlanta had kicked him, one of them, and the other had stood on one of his arms as he lay dying. There's so much of this that needs to end. All of it does. This state-sanctioned violence against black people. And the only way that gets done is if, one, we vote, and two, we start to eradicate these systems that do this to us. So much has gone on in the state of Georgia. We've had all kinds of things happen. The police chief in Atlanta stepped down. I mean, there were so many things. That's just a few of the things that happened. So I really urge you, Georgia, to get busy voting. And do that today, right now. Because there is no time like the present. I will leave you with some words from John Lewis as he spoke during the 2012 Democratic National Convention. Thank you very much for listening to this edition of The Politocrat. I am Omar Moore.
I've seen this before. I lived this before. Too many people struggled, suffered, and died to make it possible for every American to exercise their right to vote. Together to ever turn back. So, Democrats, we must not be silent. We must stand up, speak up, and speak out. We must march to the polls like never, ever before. We must come together and exercise our sacred right.